Welcome to the Investing Tutor Podcast, the show for professionals looking to master the most up-to-date strategies needed to build wealth and provide a stable financial future. Here's your host, Dr. Hans Boateng.
With Tesla's growth in 2020, a lot of people feel like Tesla's stock is hyped. A lot of people have this perception that there's a lot of competition coming. And as a result, can Tesla truly stand the test of time? So for the next 30 to 40 minutes, I want to truly break down Tesla. For individuals who are new to investing in Tesla, you'd be able to understand truly what this company is about. For individuals who are current shareholders, you'll be able to have a perception of what the future is going to look like. And most importantly, for the naysayers, the individuals who think that this company is just a fad, they'll be able to have some details and some facts that they can take back to ponder about. So then, with that, let's get going. First and foremost, I want to take you back to the early 1900s. A gentleman by the name Henry Ford revolutionized transportation in America. Back then, in the early 1900s and late 1800s, they were used to what? Horses and buggies. And I want you to imagine for a moment a gentleman talking about how he's going to create a car that can power itself and be able to drive people long distances. At that time, people probably thought that he had lost his mind. And Henry Ford stayed focused on achieving this dream. People used to laugh. You know, he might, and he would create the car, he go test it. Sometimes, you know, it drives, sometimes it doesn't. I'm sure you can guess what was going on with this gentleman. Well, lo and behold, in 1908, the Model T became a reality. And from that point onwards, it transformed not only the transportation industry, it made Henry Ford one of the richest individuals in the world. Now, I want to bring your attention to this fact. When the Model T was created, not only was Henry Ford changing transportation in America, what he was doing was he was changing transportation across the world. At the same time, he was creating this assembly line that enabled individuals to be able to be paid a higher wage, right? Because back then, if you didn't have technical expertise, you often weren't paid a lot of money. And Henry Ford, you know, envisioned this assembly line where he made each worker, you know, perform a specific task. And even though that task in by itself is technical, when you have one individual constantly doing the same thing over and over again, they become really good at that particular thing. Then it goes down the assembly line. Another person, you know, does that one specific thing that they are good at. And that was how he was able to create this manufacturing or industrial boom back in the early 1900s. I want to fast forward to today. Friends, it is my core belief that the same way that Henry Ford transformed transportation in the early 1900s, that is the exact same thing that Elon Musk is doing right now in, you know, 2020 and beyond. Obviously, he started around 2010, but that's the exact same shift that's occurring. Elon Musk's grand vision is to help the world transition to sustainable energy. You know, back then when he used to envision a world where cars would be powered by batteries and that cars could drive themselves, people used to laugh at him. You know, the CEOs of the largest car companies, I'm going to call them the legacy auto companies, they used to make fun of him. They viewed him as a joke. This guy thinks that he can create cars that can be powered by batteries. Lo and behold, here we are. Now everyone is scrambling. I mean, GM announced what? Over 25 or 30 different vehicles that they believe will be electric powered for GM. What's happening with the other automakers? Honda, VW, Hyundai, all of them scrambling to catch up. So how did we get here? You know, for Elon Musk, he has this grand vision, not only of having cars be powered by batteries, but in all honesty, to have cars be fully autonomous. What that means is to have cars be able to drive themselves. Now, in 2010, the business model for Tesla was to start off with, you know, the Tesla Roadster, which was more of an expensive vehicle. And then to use that as the starting point and then begin to work his way backwards to have an affordable vehicle. So in 2016, 2017, the Model 3 was launched, one of the most affordable Teslas in its line. So we started with the Tesla Roadster. It was about $150,000, give and take. And then the Model S was created. Model S is in the $90,000 range. There's also the SUV, the Model X. That's also, you know, at a higher tier, around like $100,000. But then in 2016, 2017, the Model 3 was created. With the Model 3, you can get a Model 3 anywhere between, I believe, $40,000 to about $55,000-$60,000. So then it puts, that car was in direct competition with the BMWs, the Benzes, right? Individuals that loved premium cars. Now there was a head-to-head competitor. Lo and behold, Model 3 outsold all of those vehicles. Even though Model 3 was, you know, battery powered, it outsold most of those vehicles. Now, Elon Musk's vision is that in 2022, he's going to launch, or Tesla is going to launch, a $25,000 vehicle. I want you to think about that for a second. Now, in 2022, if this $25,000 vehicle receives some kind of tax credit, which is quite likely with a Democrat-controlled House, Senate, and also at the presidential level. Friends, imagine if individuals get a $3,000 or $5,000 tax credit for buying EVs. All of a sudden, the $25,000 Tesla now costs the average person $20,000. And guess what? Imagine owning a car where you don't have to pay for gas. And the electricity needed to power this car costs less than filling your tank. All of a sudden, the true cost of that vehicle is not $20,000. It's actually roughly about $15,000. Now explain to me, who in their right mind would go pay $25,000 for a gas-powered car, which is noisy, it's not fun to drive, it's archaic? Who is going to go buy that car when you can have a modern Tesla? And I want to also take a step back to allow you to appreciate Tesla's business model. Let's start from the top. First and foremost, Elon Musk knew that to create this company that he envisions, right? He needed to be able to create factories and robots that manufacture the car. So he has something called the Gigafactory. And within the Gigafactory, there are specific robots that build the car. Now within the car, they need chips. So semiconductor chips to be able to power, right, the artificial intelligence, the software, and also the car. Guess what they went ahead and did? They built their chips in-house. So they don't even source it from anywhere. They have a technical team that builds their chips in-house. They didn't stop there. So far, if you're following, Tesla created factories. They own the robots that build their cars, okay? They own the chips that powers their car. They are producing their own batteries. And just so you know, with electric cars, the most expensive component of the car is actually the battery. Now Tesla is manufacturing its own battery. I mean, just let that sink in. But they don't stop there. Now we have a car that's being produced in a Tesla factory with, you know, Tesla components. Not everything, but you're with me. The most important components are Tesla owned. Now, after the car is manufactured, okay, then it moves to what? The Tesla dealership, okay? They don't sell it at regular dealerships. Tesla owns the dealership as well, okay? So that component is also a vertical that Tesla owns. And then now after they sell the car, every, in quote, electric gas station, right? So if you're traveling and you want to fill up your car, guess where you're gonna go? You're going to go to a Tesla, in quote, electric filling station. Okay, like let that just sink in for a bit. Every vertical of this company is making money from the manufacturing, the expensive and important components of this car, the selling of the car, all the way to the refueling of the car from an electric standpoint. It's revenue generating for Tesla. Now, they are in the process of creating Tesla insurance. You look at the Geicos, the State Farms, and these companies, and you think to yourself, you know, let's compare. Who would be better at insuring a car? Someone who knows exactly how a car drives. And by the way, every single Tesla that's on the road is taking in data with how the car is navigating, you know, different terrains, what the car does. Everything is being documented, and all of that data is going into Tesla's artificial intelligence database. Every single car provides data back to Tesla. So then if Tesla is creating insurance, Tesla is able to price the insurance per car based on how an individual drives. Geico, State Farm, all of these legacy insurance companies, they are clueless as to the risk associated with a particular driver. So Tesla is going to disrupt that industry. Many people don't even realize that as well. So then you look at insurance. Now let's move on down the line. Robotaxis or autonomous vehicles. I'm sure you've seen some social media clips of, you know, Tesla's kind of driving themselves. Right now, I'll say a Tesla can pretty much full self-drive about 60 to 70% of trips. So in essence, if let's say I'm leaving my house and I'm going somewhere, it's not the entire ride that the Tesla will be able to drive by itself. It will be able to cover maybe about 60 to 70% of the trip. And even while you're driving, it's going to alert you to like kind of, you know, grab the steering wheel like every minute, because the car doesn't want to, because of the laws that are in place, they don't want you to just not be driving at all, right? But there's going to be a time where cars will transition to fully autonomous. Now, many individuals who look at Tesla and they say to themselves, oh, why is this stock rising? Like, I don't understand. It's like all hype. First and foremost, many of these individuals have never driven a Tesla before. I can assure you this. After you drive a Tesla, it's very hard to transition from a Tesla to drive any other car. At least right now, it's going to be very difficult for you, because the experience in a Tesla is, you can't even compare it. Let me give you an example. I want you to imagine for a second. You go to a grocery store, okay? You park in the parking lot, you go to a grocery store, and then you go buy whatever you need, okay? Now you walk outside of the grocery store, you pick out your smartphone, and then you summon your Tesla to pick you up in front of the grocery store, okay? After you've experienced that, please explain to me how you can go back to a regular car that, if it were raining, you'd have to walk literally in the rain to go grab your own car. I mean, how can you even compare these two? You can't. The experience that you have driving a Tesla and seeing what it does, once you experience it, you'd understand why Tesla stock is literally skyrocketing. Now, there's another component of Tesla as a company that many people don't even understand. Tesla is also building up their main, let's call it their artificial intelligence unit. It's called Tesla Dojo. Okay, and this Tesla Dojo, the main purpose of it is to be able to get to a point where Tesla will be able to sell its artificial intelligence to other companies. So when you look at a business model like Salesforce, Salesforce runs what's called a software as a service business. Elon Musk is looking to create what's known as AI, artificial intelligence as a service. So AI as a service is something that he's envisioning as well. I've gone through so many components of revenue generating things for Tesla as a business, but I still haven't even talked about Tesla's solar company. Many people forget that Tesla runs a solar business. It's called Tesla Solar. And friends, Elon Musk is known to have said that the value of Tesla Solar is comparable, in his opinion, to the value of Tesla as an automotive company. Right now, Tesla is valued at about $800 billion. Let's assume that the market is placing a value of about $600 billion of that $800 on Tesla's automotive business, okay? If that is the case, then it means that Tesla's solar business should also be valued at about $600 billion. If at a point in time, the market values Tesla's automotive business as worth $1 trillion, then that means the solar business should be worth $1 trillion as well. Because like I said, I'm quoting Elon Musk. He said that the solar business should be worth as much as the automotive business. And Wall Street doesn't even price this in. I want you to pause for a second and think about this. How many homes do we have in the US? Okay. And I know that solar roofs is literally a world, it's a global business. But I just want to even just keep it simple. Let's look at the US, okay? How many homes are available in the US? Now, as the cost of solar continues to decline, and as these government tax credits pop up over the next 4 years or so, and we reach a point where it is not the best when you compare and contrast with costs, it's not the best, or it's expensive to actually be paying your regular electric bill versus switching over to solar. At that point, what happens when individuals want to transition over to solar? What company do you think they'll use? Would they use some random company that they've never heard of? Or are they all, or most of them, going to consider Tesla for that? And friends, right now, in the solar business, Tesla has one of the lowest cost in terms of solar power in the industry. And beyond that, the company went a step further to create what's called it's a power pack, where they are able to store the solar energy that, you know, you get from your roof. You're able to store it in this Tesla battery pack or solar pack. And that battery pack then powers your home. And this is where it gets exciting. I'm sure you've watched videos, perhaps on my page, where you heard this gentleman, Chamath Palihapitiya, sharing that he believes Tesla is an energy generation or an energy distribution company, and that he is going to disrupt the entire energy infrastructure in the US. Many people did not understand what he meant by this. So then, when individuals all have their Tesla power packs, which store energy from their solar roofs, I want you to imagine a community. Everyone has their Tesla power packs. Well, if your power pack, let's say you open up your app on your phone, if your power pack shows you that, hey, you know what? All the energy that you have, all you need to power your house for the next week is about 50% of what you have. So guess what? You can sell the additional 50% of energy that you have to your neighbor, or you can sell it to your friend who lives, you know, a couple of blocks down from you, or you can sell it to anyone who is looking for energy directly off of Tesla's solar grid. So in a blink of an eye, everyone becomes their own distributed energy generation company, where you're able to sell this energy that your roof is capturing for you. All of a sudden, your roof is making you money. And I don't think people even understand what that means. Friends, people think Tesla is just a company that makes cars. Clearly, if you've been listening to this so far, you understand that it is way more than that. Tesla is a manufacturing company. They own their factories. They own the robots that manufacture their cars. They make their own batteries. They make their own software. They make their own artificial intelligence components. They make their own chips. Okay, they own their own dealerships. They own their own insurance. Tesla is one of the most vertically integrated companies in the US. I want you to think about this for a second. Apple is the largest company in the US right now. And Apple does not even own its own factories. Okay? Apple is manufactured by Foxconn or sue a different manufacturing company overseas. It's not even Apple branded. You know, we live in a world where we are used to seeing like the Hondas, the Toyotas, the Fords, right? So then, or let me specifically say, we're used to seeing the Hondas, the Toyotas, and the Nissans, right? Everyone is like, hey, you know, buy foreign. So then we're used to that. The world is about to, for the first time, get a car that is US made, and it is going to disrupt the entire automotive industry. Just in 2020, okay, last year, Tesla manufactured and delivered 500,000 cars. In 2014, when Elon Musk set his goal that by 2020, he's going to manufacture and deliver 500,000 cars, people laughed at him and thought he was crazy. And here we are, 2020, he's manufactured and delivered 500,000 cars. Guess how many cars Elon is looking to manufacture and deliver by 2030? By 2030, Elon Musk said that he's going to be manufacturing and delivering 20 million cars. Okay? So people who are looking at Tesla stock today saying, oh, the stock has run up so high, it's overvalued, and all these things. Sure, you can believe that. And I'd agree with you. The stock did run up in the short term. But relative to where this company is going, relative to what this company is able to do, trust me, Tesla is not overvalued when you look at it over the long term. Tesla, in my opinion, is actually undervalued. What is the company worth right now? $800 billion. And they sell what? 500,000 cars. How much money do you think Tesla is going to be making when they are selling 20 million cars by 2030? What about when they are selling about 5 million cars by 2025? You think Tesla is still going to be priced how it's priced right now? And I want you to think about this for a second. What other company can sell software upgrades? Okay, software upgrades for $10,000. Please share with me, what other company can do that? Just the other day, about a week ago, I went into my Tesla app, and it was really cold. And I noticed that the back seats of the Tesla, they don't have heated back seats. So I went into the Tesla app, and then under this column that says upgrade, I went to upgrade, and it says, hey Hans, do you want to upgrade your car and have heated back seats for $300? Friends, please point any company that you know that can literally upgrade a car that you've already purchased and upgrade the components instantly, just over the air. What other company can do that? With a click of a button, instantly, the back seats in my Tesla had heated back seats. Instantly. I mean, people don't understand how incredible Tesla is as a company. They just don't get it. They do not understand. You know, and often I don't blame people. I don't blame them. They don't understand just how incredible this company is, just how well run it is, and the vision for, you know, this company. When we talk about the robo-taxi network, meaning that when you're able to get to a point where cars can drive themselves, right? Once we get to that point, it is estimated that the robo-taxi network is worth, that network is going to be worth about $4 trillion. Friends, $4 trillion is what the robo-taxi network is going to be worth. And if you're wondering, what does robo-taxi network mean? We're going to get to a point where it is going to be cheaper to just, get access to a car via an app on your phone instead of actually owning a car. Because right now, if you do the math, the typical cost of each mile driven with a car is about 40 cents per mile. If you do when you look at the math on like an Uber or a Lyft, it's about 40 cents per mile. To get a robo-taxi, meaning a car that drives itself, that cost drops from 40 cents per mile to 16 cents per mile. 1/6 cents per mile. So we're going to get to a point in the future where it's going to be actually cheaper, okay, to not own a car. So that whenever you need a car, you just pick out your smartphone, you hit a button, and then instantly a car is right in front of you. And I want you to picture this. I want you to picture anyone that owns a Tesla. All of a sudden, you can be at home, and then you can click a button and then add your car to the robo-taxi fleet. So then your car just goes off to work for you, picking people up, dropping them off. You don't even need to do anything. Or when you're at work, you click a button, you add your car to the robo-taxi fleet. Now, we haven't gotten to that point yet. It's about, in my opinion, it's about 5 to 7 or 10 years away. But we're going to get to a point where cars literally can drive themselves. And when we do get to that point, who is going to be the leader of that autonomous space? We have to think about this. Right now, what company is the leader in search? Everyone knows that it's Google. Why is it Google? It's Google because Google has the most data and their artificial intelligence is pouring through all of that data. For the past 10 years, every single Tesla that's on the road is acquiring data. It's noted that Tesla has over 1 billion miles. 1 billion miles of data in their artificial intelligence. The next, Elon Musk said, the next competitor of his probably has 1 million miles with an M. Friends, I don't think these people understand what's happening. Many of these legacy auto companies, they are so far behind, they are going to struggle catching up. And the entire auto industry, there are a lot of cars. Right now, I believe the estimate is that the number of cars in circulation at a given time is about 2 billion cars. Okay? So when Elon Musk has this goal of creating, 20 million cars a year, even creating 20 million cars a year, it would take about 20 years to be able to refresh all the cars in circulation to move them over to, electric status. So then Tesla doesn't even need to own all of the market to make a tremendous amount of money. Just a fraction of the market, even 10 or 20% of the market, will easily make Tesla a multi-trillion dollar company, hands down. And I did the math. So right now, the full self-driving software on a Tesla is $10,000. And just about 3 years ago or so, it was $5,000. So I want you to imagine, 5 years from now, could the software be $20,000 or $25,000? It's a possibility. Now, if 1 million cars, just 1 million cars, purchase this $10,000 upgrade, that is about $10 billion. Okay? So if 1 million cars purchase this $10,000 upgrade, it's $10 billion. So imagine when we get to a point where Elon Musk is generating 20 million cars a year, and half of those cars opt for full self-driving, which is they're $10,000. So $10,000 on 10 million cars. All of a sudden, that is $100 billion in revenue. $100 billion just coming from selling software. When you sell software, you don't create anything. You just push a button and you are printing hundreds of billions of dollars. Wall Street does not understand. They don't even comprehend. Friends, let me put that in perspective for you. Apple right now, Apple as a company, Apple is making, okay, about $270 billion a year in revenue. And I just pointed out just a software upgrade that cost $10,000. And I showed you how that $10,000 software upgrade could make the company hundreds of billions of dollars. But the thing is, by 2030, the software is not going to be $10,000. It could be $30,000. So instantly, on 10 million cars, you're generating $300 billion a year on just software. We've not talked about the revenue from manufacturing. We've not talked about the revenue for selling cars. We've not talked about the revenue from insurance. We've not talked about the revenue from solar. We've not talked about the revenue from their artificial intelligence as a service business. The world does not understand Tesla. Wall Street hasn't experienced a company like this, so I don't really blame them. And many of them have calculations that, oh, by 2025, Tesla is going to be making or manufacturing about 2 million cars by 2025. They are going to be shocked when by 2025, Tesla is manufacturing about 5 million cars a year. They're going to be shocked. It is going to just... So yes, when I posted on this talk that I was, you know, going to be giving today, I said that I believe Tesla is going to be the first $1 trillion revenue generating company. Right now, Amazon brings in about $280 billion. Apple brings in about $270 billion. Tesla is currently just manufacturing just 500,000 cars. They did that in 2020. Once this company moves to, you know, manufacturing and delivering 5 million cars, 10 million cars, 20 million cars, it's going to take the world by storm. And individuals are going to realize for the first time that this is perhaps one of the best investments of our lifetime. And just like Henry Ford in 1908 ushered in the Model T that replaced the horses and the buggies. At that time, everyone was screaming, you know, how can you know this is impossible? You know, horses are the best way for us to move from one place to the other, right? Because people hadn't experienced what it was like sitting in your own car to be able to drive your own car. People hadn't experienced that. And today, people don't know what it, people can't even imagine what it's going to be like when you don't have to drive your own car. You literally just sit in your car and your car takes you to where you need to go. And if you want your car to make you money, you just click a button on your Tesla network and your car automatically becomes, you know, a robo-taxi, and then it goes to work for you. Friends, it is an exciting future that is ahead of us. As a proud Tesla shareholder, I have to say I am invigorated, super excited to see this happen, to support a company that believes in sustainable, renewable energy, to support a company or a CEO or a founder who has a vision to make the world a better place, and to support a company that is literally transforming the world, just like Henry Ford did in 1908. For me, I think it's super exciting, and it makes the future something that we can all look forward to. So, with that being said, when someone says to me or to you, any of the listeners, that Apple is going to be creating a car, GM is creating electric cars, whoever is creating electric, Toyota or Honda or whatever, and that these companies are competitors to Tesla, I often laugh. I mean, there are competitors for the iPhone, but the BlackBerry could not stand the test of time. It's going to be the exact same way with Tesla. They are going to be light years ahead. I mean, Apple cannot even, they don't even own factories to make their own phones. You think Apple can manufacture cars? Please, that is laughable. And I respect Apple, and I'm an Apple shareholder. But Apple knows very well that they might have no choice but to partner with Tesla or partner with another legacy automaker. Now, the question becomes, who are they going to partner with? If they go partner with Hyundai or Mazda or GM, does that mean if you want an Apple car, you have to go buy a GM vehicle? Well, what if you want a Tesla? So I think that Apple might be constrained, and they might have no choice but to work potentially even with Tesla. If not, they are going to be left behind. So it's going to be interesting to see how all of these goals evolve. But for the short term, let me share this with you. Tesla's stock did grow about 10x last year. So the market is paying attention to, can Tesla deliver on these metrics, or you know, this growth that it's had? And any inclination that Tesla is not meeting even the smallest expectation can cause their stock to drop about 5, 10, 15, 20%. It can easily happen because there's very much high expectations for this company. But if Elon Musk continues to deliver, and we're going to be learning next week about Tesla's earnings. So they are going to share their earnings and their 1 year guidance. So their 2021 delivery estimates, how much money they believe they can make. I'm going to share this with you. Most analysts assume that Tesla will be able to deliver maybe about 700,000 cars in 2021. If Tesla provides a guidance that they'll be able to deliver, let's say 800,000 cars, the stock is gonna shoot up because that is above what analysts are expecting. But there's a belief that Tesla could potentially deliver 1 million cars in 2021. If that happens, my friends, don't be surprised when you see Tesla this year potentially shoot up by another 50%. It will not be surprising to see that. As we talk, Tesla is worth about $800 billion. Apple is worth $2 trillion. We just discussed a pathway by which Tesla as a company can easily make in revenue trillions of dollars. So by that metric alone, it means Tesla should be worth more over the long term than Apple. Apple is worth $2 trillion. Tesla is currently worth $800 billion. That means if Tesla, let's assume, should be worth $4 or $5 trillion in the next 5 to 7 years, that means there's a lot of growth potential ahead.